Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. With interest rates from the banks at really low rates, is there another way to invest your money? We talk with the House Detective Dave Newman, plus on the Power Pundit panel, John Sandy IV and Dory Guy. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
As you make up your mind, remember, Congressman Heck voted 10 times to defund Planned Parenthood. He even threatened to shut down the government over it. Heck took all that money from Wall Street and predatory payday lenders and voted their way. He even wanted to privatize Social Security, risking it on the stock market. Congressman Heck just doesn't care about people like us. DSCC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, our guest is somebody who is constantly mistaken for me, and I am constantly mistaken for him, so we are apparently brothers from another life.
Twins.
Dave Newman joins us. He is with RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and a longtime legendary house detective in Northern Nevada. And your father actually started the house detective, right?
You're right, Sam. Yeah, I grew up as the son of the house detective in New York. He created the show back in the 1950s, and it was a revolutionary idea. He showed houses for sale on television. Nobody had ever done that, and named it The House Detective. And all these years later, I was in the radio business, as you very well know. And when I left the radio business, I said, it's time that Reno got The House Detective, and started it here in the 90s.
And then your brother had it in Las Vegas, correct?
Yeah, for many years. But actually, it was around the country in quite a few markets. My father had hired people and put them in different cities. And my brother Joe had it, the house detective, on in Indianapolis. So, yeah, I didn't create it, but kind of carried on the tradition. And now my son Greg is the latest house detective.
Well, let's talk about houses and the housing market. It seems like we were seeing increases in housing prices, especially in Northern Nevada, and now things seem to have leveled off a little bit. What are you seeing?
You're exactly right. They have leveled out. It's a daily thing almost, but they were going up nicely, not dramatically. There's no bubble, on the horizon, anything like that. But they have gone up solidly. And in recent months, things have leveled out. We're actually at a level about where we were before the big bust in 2009. So it's at a very good level. And in Vegas, the situation, they fell much harder in Las Vegas than they did in Reno. I know that in 2009, just the first quarter of 2009, there were about 18,000 foreclosure notices that were sent out in the first quarter of 2009. And this past year, in the first quarter, there were about 1,700. So, you know, like 10% of what it was back at the worst time. So things have come back beautifully in Vegas. Long way to go. Our median price of a home in the Reno area is about $380,000, right in that range. In Las Vegas, the median price of a home is about $200,000. So they've got a good way to go, and it really makes it a very good market for real estate investment in Las Vegas here, too.
Are you seeing any hidden inventory left from the banks that they have not put on the market yet?
You know, that's kind of a misconception. Banks don't really hold houses and then release them. That, you know, when the crash happened, everybody seemed to think, wait until, you know, the banks release those houses. What they do is when they foreclose and become the owner of that house, they get the paperwork together. They don't want to own houses. Mortgage companies, banks don't want to own them. So they put everything together, then they turn it out and put it up for sale. So they still, you know, own homes, but nothing dramatic, and there's no planned time to release it. When a house is ready to be resold, they want to sell it. They want to be rid of it. They don't want to be in the home ownership business.
As we're looking at the tremendous growth coming to Northern Nevada, potentially 50 to 60,000 new homes coming to Northern Nevada, you've got $12 billion worth of projects on the books for Las Vegas that are really starting to come out now. This is going to be an incredible time to be in the real estate business.
It sure is. It's always been an incredible time to be in the real estate business. We had, you know, that period where things were awful, but I think you're right. I read the other day about the new development in Red Rock in the Las Vegas area, and there are lots of plans in Vegas and here, too. So it is a good time to be in the business and to be a real estate buyer. You know, there's an index that tells you whether it's a good time to be a buyer or a good time to be a seller. And for the past year, it's been a good time to be a seller. I mean, it's been a seller's market. It's still a seller's market, but not near as much as it was earlier. It's slightly in favor of the seller.
One of the reasons I wanted to have you on the program was that you've got this investment idea that I've not really heard anybody else talking about, that is a way for people to be able to potentially make money at a time when you can't put money in the bank and get any interest.
I wish I could claim it was my idea. It's not. The IRS came out with this. What that's about is you can take, everybody thinks of their 401k, their IRA, as stocks and bonds, and whatever money you have in IRAs should be or has to be invested by your money manager, your stockbroker, and put it into stocks. You can actually invest it where you want to. If you want to take money out of that IRA and buy real estate, it's very, very legal. You just can't use it any more than you can use money from your IRA. For example, if you were to take money out of that IRA, let's say you had $500,000 in your IRA and you wanted to invest in real estate, you could take $250,000 or $100,000 or whatever you wanted and buy real estate with it. You just can't experience any personal gain. If you bought a rental property, for example, with it, you couldn't collect the rents and put them in the bank. You couldn't even work on that property yourself because you're saving money by not hiring someone. It has to be a real arm's length transaction. But you certainly may take money out of your IRA and buy real estate. Rental properties, houses, commercial businesses, land, whatever, it's your money. And just as long as you don't realize any personal gain from it, you can do it.
Now you do get the gain if the house goes up in value and then you sell it. Does that money then go back into the IRA?
Oh, all of the gain is yours. You just can't take it out prematurely. You just, you know, you don't want to pay taxes or penalties for having taken it out. You take it out, you know, when you're...
At 59 or whatever age it is.
Mm-hmm. I'm not an accountant, so right. That side of it is not my side of the business. When you personally are eligible to take money out of your IRA, but it's the same thing with real estate. When the real estate goes up in value, that's all yours. Any income will be all yours. You just don't want to take it out at a time when you'll get hit for a capital gain or for a penalty.
Okay, now do you need to have a lawyer involved in this, or is it just your accountant that would have to help you put this together?
Actually, there are companies that do it. I'm working with a company in the Bay Area called Entrust, E-N-T-R-U-S-T, and they administer it for you. They send you the forms to use with your tax return. They help you with it. Costs a couple of $100 to set it up, and a couple of $100 for each transaction. It's not thousands, but they take care of all of that for you. You really don't want to do it yourself. I don't want to do it. As a real estate agent, I help somebody find a home or find a duplex or find a piece of land to purchase, and then this company, Entrust in this instance, helps them to take their money out of their IRA and purchase the property, and they do it so that it's legally done and properly done.
All right, so if people want to know more about this, they can Google you, Dave Newman REMAX, and they'll find you?
Yeah, or my email address is just as easy. It's davenewman@remax.net, and they can find me that way. Right. Or call REMAX, and they know who I am. So they,
I'm sure they do.
Give me a call.
All right, great to have the House Detective on our show. Thank you so much for being
here. Thank you, Sam.
We'll be right back.
We live in a dangerous world. Turmoil in the Middle East, an aggressive Russia, an assertive China, a rogue North Korea, and a belligerent Iran. Wishful thinking and apologies project weakness abroad, putting American security at risk. That's why I oppose the Iran deal, because it doesn't stop Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. As a soldier, I've seen the horrors of war, and only strong leadership will keep America safe and secure. I'm Joe Heck, and I approve this message.
Joe Heck for Senate.
Won't answer the question. Joe Heck, the Senate candidate in Nevada, he won't answer the question. Who are you going to vote for?
It's my ballot. I'll wait till November 8th.
Do you think people don't deserve a right to know who their senator, possible future senator, is going to vote for?
No, I don't. It's a personal decision who you vote for. It's a secret ballot, just like your ballot is a secret ballot.
No, it's not just like your ballot's a secret ballot. You're a declared member of the Republican Party, and you want to be in the United States Senate. Leaders lead, right?
Senate Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
And you can tell them to go themselves.
You know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
You got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember. He's going like, I don't remember.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've split our pundits up today, not because they don't like each other, but one's going to be in Carson City here pretty quick. And we're taping this the morning of November 1st with John Sandy IV. Pleasure to have you back on the program,
sir. Thank you so much for having me.
With our Argentum Partners. Have you ever seen a political race like this in your life?
No. Or
anybody else's life?
I don't know that there has been. I mean, we maybe have to get some historians over here and explain that if there's ever been anything similar. But this has just been an amazing just election season, really.
It's like the Italian elections. Berlusconi.
Yeah, right.
That could be what we were looking at.
I mean, well, you got all the... Hackers, you got email servers, you got, scandals and sexual assault. And, I mean, it's just everything. The kitchen sink has come out.
What do you think in terms of early voting that at this point 25% of the electorate has already voted? So how much of a difference does this email scandal make at this point?
Well, the 25%, obviously, that's a significant chunk, but that's definitely not the other 75% that's still out there. And, I think that there's nothing preventing another bombshell from being dropped here pretty soon. I mean, I saw something yesterday on WikiLeaks. Julian Assange is saying that he's got something else that's going to be coming up here pretty soon. So I'm just going to sit back and watch this for the rest of the week and go cast my ballot next Tuesday.
Yeah, me too. I have to do it on the actual election day. It was interesting, the New York Times revealing that the Russian connection is not so.
Right.
For Trump.
Yeah, well, I mean, who knows what to believe right now. I mean, now you have with some of the hacks that have gone and WikiLeaks, which I think is some too bad. It's a little slanted. I mean, obviously, right, only the Democrats' emails are being leaked. I'm sure there's others on the Republican side, too. But they do kind of pull the tent up and allow us to see a little bit of what's under there. I mean, I was surprised with the CNN anchor that was released or resigned.
Oh, Donna Brazilia.
Donna Brazilia. I mean, having fed questions to the Trump campaign before, or excuse me, the Clinton campaign before the debates. I mean, that was shocking that goes on.
But you know what, though? I mean, here's the irony. All these people who become advisors of one kind or another to these news organizations, they're all political operatives.
Right.
I mean, are we really shocked that, they came across the questions and they leaked them? I mean, really.
Listen, I'm not naive. I wasn't born yesterday. I'm not shocked by this.
You were born at night, but not last
that's
night.
That's right. I was born at night, not last night. I was, I can't say I was shocked by it, but I was definitely surprised. Especially in an organization like CNN, you would anticipate that their anchor's going to have some reservation from being
well,
so political.
Not an anchor. I mean, she is a Democratic strategist, and that's the way she's been billed. I'm not sure that CNN is going, oh, my goodness, there's gambling back there.
Right.
I mean, all of the people that get hired by all these different organizations, Trump's campaign manager, was hired and still is hired, but obviously is still giving advice to the Trump campaign.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I just think that there are so many news organizations and there are so many people that you want to have on. On this program, we have people of all stripes and all have access to grind of one kind or another on behalf of their clients, but we let people know that you work for a lobbying firm and,
right.
That's part of your business. And you've always been very kind during the program to reveal that if you have, conflicts or campaigns that you're working on, you let us know. I've got a quick question for you about next legislative session.
Sure.
One of the things that came out from, the whole stadium deal was that, all of that aside, there's a $400 million shortage going into the next legislative session.
Right.
We are aware that all department heads in state government have been asked to put together 5 or 10% cuts in their budgets.
Right.
Do you anticipate there being another increase in taxes going into this next session?
Well, first, the economic summit or economic forum is going to be here pretty soon, and we'll get a better understanding of what that number is going to be. $400 million is a lot, and it could be higher than that. I do think that there's only so much you can cut. We already, coming through the recession, we've already cut a lot of what we can, and we're on an uptick right now, but I think there are going to have to be some tweaks with the tax code, looking at the property tax and trying to get some of the local
property
governments.
Tax,
well, the local
lifting.
Governments have to, they're so reliant on property tax, and because of the recession with our 3% cap, the coffers that the local governments operate under haven't been restored.
So you think there potentially
there's going to be conversation. Whether they can cut their way out of it, I don't know. But the taxes are going to be on the table.
And that's where I have to leave it. Thank you, sir. Head to Carson
it.
City. Do
Thank
good
you
work.
So
we'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Car trouble happens. It's inconvenient, costly, and sometimes even dangerous. Unless you've got this, the AAA card. We call it the Get It card. Need a tow? Get it. Need gas? Get it. Need your tire changed? Get it. Need a jump start or even a new battery? Get it. Need your car unlocked? Get it. 24/7, anytime, anywhere, all by skilled service technicians. And unlike some other roadside services that only go with you in your car, the AAA card goes with you no matter whose vehicle you're in. Plus, you'll get discounts for shopping, restaurants, hotels, car repairs, and more, which can easily pay for the cost of membership. How much for all this peace of mind? Only $56 a year. $56. Over 56 million members think it's worth every penny. The AAA card. Call now and get it.
Get this roadside flashlight free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call AAA now at 1-844-356-8233.
There's a movement building in America. Everyday people stand united, ready to replace decades of broken politics with a new leader who's not a part of the system. Donald Trump. His plan? Lower taxes. Families get child care tax credits. Law and order balanced with justice and fairness. And America is respected in the world again. This is our country. We can change directions and make America great again.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, our second pundit is here, Dory Guy. She's former chair of the Washoe Dems. Pleasure to have you back on the program, ma'am.
I love coming on. It's fun.
Okay, so the fun is the email scandal as we're taping this the morning of November 1st. Your thoughts on that and how it's going to affect the race?
Well, I don't know that it's going to affect it that much. It's kind of interesting that the FBI director brought it out this close to the election. And I really hope they get it all out prior to November
8th. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. 65,000 emails.
Well, I know. It's ridiculous, you know. I don't know that there would be a whole lot on there that might be what they call confidential or, you know, you can't share with anyone else. But I just think it's ridiculous that it came
out so close. Let me ask you this. In any other circumstance, in the world of politics, if you got somebody you're associated with that's causing you a problem of any kind, you bail on them, no matter how close a friend. Why is Uma Abedin still there?
That's an interesting thing. You know, I wondered that a long time ago. You know, why she didn't divorce him the first time he decided to send his emails out.
Right. And you're so discreet. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, she stuck it out with him, I think probably because they had a little boy.
Yeah, but why is Hillary Clinton still having her as her closest personal aide?
I think because she's been with her for so long that, you know, who knows? She probably should have been gone a long time ago.
But doesn't that call into question judgment?
I don't know, you know. What do you do with a close friend? You know, she has a family.
In politics, if you want a close friend, you buy a dog.
That's right? For sure. You bet.
Senator Reid was on this program back in September, and he brought up the Russians and Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And I asked him at the time, you know, whether this was what he thought or whether he had proof. He said, well, I've had briefings. I have a New York Times today releasing a story saying no connection between Trump and the Russians. What are your thoughts?
I don't know that there's any connections between Trump and the Russians, but I think his previous campaign manager had a huge connection with him. And whether that had anything to do with Trump knowing about it and...
But this was business connections, fair enough.
Yeah, well, true. But, you know, business connections you pass on to friends and other people, too.
Okay, so you're suggesting there's still a connection?
I still think there's a connection. I mean, they don't believe that... the Russians had anything to do with the hacked emails from the Democratic Party. My feeling is that they did, and 17 other agencies have said they did. Donald Trump didn't believe it. So, What do you say about that? You know, he believes what he wants, so.
I don't answer any questions on this program. If I knew anything,
I wouldn't
need you guys to come in.
Sam.
Let's talk about the legislative session. I was just talking to John Sandy IV and talking about the need for $400 million additional dollars for the state coffers. Now, we've seen the commerce tax go through. We've seen the stadium tax go through. Are we going to see another tax go through under this governor? Mary Lau was talking about a tax potentially on services. John Sandy was talking potentially about lifting the property tax cap, that there would be at least discussions. Do you think
well,
the state
we're going to have
stand?
To do something for sure. I mean, we cannot operate on a negative budget.
Right.
You know, whether it's a tax on service. You know, I hate to say an extra sales tax simply because I think it does take a majority vote from the public for an additional sales tax. And we also have the new school tax that possibly could be on our sales tax. So it's got to come from somewhere. I know for a fact that our property taxes are extremely low compared to the rest of the United States. I was in New York recently, and a home that is valued where mine is valued, their taxes were $12,000 a year. My taxes are $4,000. So, you know, and then we have no state income tax, so I have no problem with our property tax being raised a small amount to compensate.
But do you think that that is going to be taken out on the legislature 2 years from now in the next election cycle?
Yeah, I think it will be, yeah.
And that's where we have to leave it.
Yeah,
great guy. Always a pleasure, man.
Thank you, Sam. It's always a pleasure being here.
See you on Election Day. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
And you can tell them to go themselves.
You know, you can see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
You got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember. He's going like, I don't remember.
Telephone companies have complicated deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Internet, we make it simple and affordable at $29.99 a month when bundled. And there's no contract.
No contract at all with Spectrum.
Finally.
Spectrum Internet is the fastest you can get. At 20 times the speed of DSL, you'll easily have enough bandwidth for all your devices.
Our phones, tablets, all connected. And it's fast.
No slowdowns, no data caps. Everything is perfect.
With Spectrum Internet, I'm getting more for my money.
Get Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. With Spectrum TV, you get free HD, and all your primetime shows are free on demand.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with no added taxes or fees.
And the bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get Spectrum Internet, TV, and Voice. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate, don't text and drive, and don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our communities safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
On our next broadcast, Lucas Folletta will join us. He's in favor of freeing up the electrical markets. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.